Minneapolis firefighters' gang are battling a blaze that started out as a three-alarmer. It has now been upgraded to a four-alarm blaze at the old Donaldson store at 6th and Nicollet in downtown Minneapolis, about two blocks from where I sit here in the CCO Real Radio building. Six stories of the old Donaldson's building are being watched and worked on very carefully by the fire department as they are ablaze, from what we can ascertain from our reporter on the scene, Rich Holder. A lot of sparks and glowing cinders are coming down on cars and people that have suddenly materialized because of the fire. You could have shot a cannon down any main street in downtown Minneapolis until this fire broke out, and now there are a lot of people about. However, the gendarmes have started blocking off streets near the fire at 6th and Nicollet at the old Donaldson's store.
The French lieutenant's woman.
The big story tonight, the old Donaldson store at 6th and Nicollet is afire. It started out as a four-alarmer. The fire department has now called it a six-alarmer, which means they bring in more men and more equipment. And as soon as we get more details, we'll tell you. Six stories are on fire at the old Donaldson's building at 6th and Nicollet. Streets are being blocked off. We urge you to stay away from the site of the fire at 6th and Nicollet.
And as we listen to the sirens in the background, this is Dan Hertzgard for Dick Chapman with the business report brought to you by Republic Airlines.
A big blaze in downtown Minneapolis right now at the old Donaldson's building at 6th and Nicollet, 7th and Nicollet, between Marquette and Nicollet. Police have blocked off the streets now so that you can't get close to the fire. Earlier, there were people watching the fire. It involves at least six stories of the old Donaldson's building. Observers tell me, Mike Lynch, who went on over there, our weatherman, that he could see the flames shooting out of the Donaldson store towards the roof. He said the flames seemed to arc near the Northwestern Bank building. If you can imagine the weather ball up there, that's where the fire is. Hopefully it will not go into the bank. I don't know anything about that. I'm not saying that it's in the bank, but of course the old Donaldson's building is right next to that bank building, the Northwestern Bank building, which is an enormous building. And of course, also, there are, this fire has been upgraded by the fire department from a three-alarmer to a five-alarmer now. And that means there's a lot of equipment on hand, and we will keep you informed. We repeat to stay away from 6th and Nicollet, 7th and Nicollet, between Nicollet and Marquette, because the Minneapolis firefighters are battling the blaze at the old Donaldson store. It's just two blocks where I sit here in this basement studio at CCO.
Magazine.
This is Canna back with more news on the fire at the old Donaldson's department store building at 6th and 7th at Nicollet, between Nicollet and Marquette. Now they are starting to evacuate people from the Northwestern Bank building. I do not know whether they are evacuating firefighters or whether or not they are evacuating people that work in the building. Rich Holder was at the site of the fire. Whom are they evacuating?
That I can't tell you, Steve. I went around the block in the area to try and get to one of the district chiefs involved, and they're so busy right now he couldn't even talk. The fire's broken through the roof of the old Donaldson building in at least two points. I can count at least eight floors involved with flame at this point. And the authorities are keeping people back because I think they're afraid the walls are going to start to collapse.
Is there a problem then? Can it spread to the Northwestern Bank building? Obviously, they're worried about it if they're evacuating people.
I'm sure they are, and I'm sure it can. It's sending up a tower of sparks and debris along with the sparks, so there's always the danger of the fire spreading. But I think what they're worried about most of all at this point is that the walls will start to collapse because, as I say, the fire has broken through the roof in at least two different places that I saw. It's quite a fire in most of the buildings involved.
When they say it's a five-alarm fire, do you know right off the top of your head how much equipment that involves?
Well, that means five engine and five ladder companies. So there's 10 fire companies or 10 rigs at least on the scene. Possibly more when you count emergency vehicles such as first aid trucks and police cars. So, of course, there are just dozens of vehicles around the building.
What is the absolute largest amount of alarms in a fire?
I think a special alarm. Yeah, that's almost unlimited.
That's unlimited. So they go from a... So when would they approach that? If they're at a five alarm now, when would they go to a special?
I'm really not sure when that point comes. And it's interesting because a lot of the equipment on the scene now is not actually engaged in fighting the fire itself because it's on floors so high they can't reach it with the ladders to pour water into it. So they're fighting the fire at the base and then just surrounding it, so to speak. I'm sure they're watching the buildings next door and across the block, that kind of thing.
They have cordoned off the entire block, I would believe, between 6th and 7th.
It's about two blocks around that it's been cordoned off.
Nicola de Marquette.
Yeah, so there's no sense in coming down. You can't get close to it.
Okay. Repeating, a five-alarm fire at the old Donaldson store at 6th and Nicola in downtown Minneapolis. Eight stories are affected by the fire. They are now starting to evacuate people from the Northwestern Bank building, which is adjacent to the old Donaldson's building. Whether they are evacuating people that work in that building or they are evacuating firefighters, at this moment, we do not know. But stay tuned here to CCO as this fire blazes in downtown Minneapolis at the old Donaldson's building. This is the Cannon Mess. It's 12 minutes before 6. It is 34 degrees in St. Paul in Minneapolis.
Spectrum makes Twin Cities television history by bringing the home games home on Spectrum Sports.
The big story, and it is a biggie, a five-alarm fire right now in downtown Minneapolis. Minneapolis firefighters are battling this blaze at the old Donaldson store at 6th and Nicollet in downtown Minneapolis. At least eight stories of the old Donaldson's building are affected. This fire is so bad that the Minneapolis firefighters have called for help from their brethren in the St. Paul Fire Department. The flames are near the Northwestern Bank, which is adjacent to the old Donaldson's building. They are evacuating people from that bank. Minneapolis police want you to stay out of downtown Minneapolis. That means you, because they fear there might be an explosion. We have people at the fire representing WCCO, and I'll feed you this information as soon as I get it. Repeating, a five-alarm fire at the site of the old Donaldson store at 6th and Nicollet in downtown Minneapolis. At least eight stories, are affected. And the Minneapolis firefighters have called in their brethren from the St. Paul Fire Department.
Tomorrow, the sale of sales is on at Wally McCarthy's Lindahl Oldsmobile.
All right. We have another report here on the fire. The Minneapolis Fire Department has a notice here, and Laura Acker from our news bureau will explain it to us.
Yes, Steve. The Minneapolis Fire Department just called in. They're trying to contact any of their off-duty firefighters. Because of the holiday, they're having a hard time contacting people. So if anyone knows the whereabouts of any off-duty firefighters for Minneapolis, they are supposed to contact them and then have them call their stations.
All right. That's because of this enormous blaze of the old Donaldson's building in downtown Minneapolis.
At your Northwestern Bank, one of the most important things we do is listen to you.
Thanks, Mike. It's 3 minutes before 6. I want to repeat that the Minneapolis Fire Department is having a hard time locating firefighters who are on holiday today because of Thanksgiving. They need the help of the folks from the fire department who are on holiday to help battle this blaze in downtown Minneapolis at the old Donaldson's department store building. If you were a firefighter on leave and you hear me, they want you to report for work to battle this blaze. If you are a friend of a firefighter, you know a firefighter's whereabouts, tell them you heard it on the Cannon Mess and CCO. They are needed to come back to duty to fight the fire in downtown Minneapolis at Donaldson's department store, where we have a five-alarm blaze. Eight stories at least are affected. The next door building is the Northwestern Bank building, and they have evacuated people from that building. The Minneapolis Police Department says they want you to stay out of downtown Minneapolis. That means everybody stay out of downtown Minneapolis, unless you're a firefighter, because the police fear there might be an explosion. They have cordoned off at least two blocks in and around 6th and 7th and Nicollet, between Nicollet and Marquette, about two blocks from where I sit here at the CCO building on the Cannon Mess. It is 2 minutes before 6 o'clock. It is 34 degrees. All right, Ma, how you doing?
Well, Steve, I'm a little worried about this fire, and I keep thinking, should we do a commercial now for Minnesota Farmers Mutual Insurance Company?
This is Cannon. Once again, I want to mention that the Minneapolis Fire Department is trying to locate firefighters from the Minneapolis Department who are on leave because of Thanksgiving, because of a blaze, a five-alarm blaze at the old Donaldson store in downtown Minneapolis. They need more firefighters. So if you're a firefighter from Minneapolis on leave and you're hearing me now on the Cannon Mess, report for duty in downtown Minneapolis. Also, if you are a friend of a firefighter who is on leave, contact this person. Tell them they are needed to fight the fire at Donaldson's. The day after Thanksgiving sale at Banks has become a tradition.
WCCO Radio News is brought to you by the four Chanhassen Dinner Theaters, where an evening of fine food and exciting stage plays will give you and your friends an evening to remember. This is Dan Hertzgard, and in downtown Minneapolis, it is becoming an evening to remember for many, as Minneapolis firefighters and now St. Paul Fire Department also called in to battle a five-alarm blaze at the old Donaldson store, 6th and Nicollet in downtown Minneapolis. They have evacuated those from the next-door Northwestern National Bank building, and the fire has been seen breaking through the roof in a couple of places. 8 stories being affected, window glass is breaking, the cause undetermined as yet, and again, all are urged to stay out of downtown Minneapolis because they are worried about a possible explosion. So all are urged to stay out of downtown Minneapolis. And again, as Steve Cannon mentioned, all off-duty firefighters from the Minneapolis Fire Department are asked to call their stations and or report to the downtown Minneapolis location of that fire. We'll have more news in just a minute.
Rich Holder is on the scene at the site of this five-alarm blaze at the old Donaldson's building in downtown Minneapolis at 6th and Nicollet. Rich, come on in here and tell us what you see right now.
Well, Steve, we're standing right near the corner of 6th and Marquette. One wall of the old Donaldson's building has now collapsed into 6th Street.
Mm-hmm.
The firefighters knew it was coming and happy to say that nobody was injured. The fire is now burning on the top 4 or 5 floors of the Northwestern National or Northwestern Bank building. We're told that nobody was in the building, as far as we know, when the fire spread from Donaldson's to the bank building. They're worried now, of course, that the walls of the bank building, the upper walls, may come down, so people are being held back about a full block from the scene of the fire. We have a five-alarm fire, as you've been saying, throughout the last hour or so. It started about 5 o'clock. The exact cause we're not sure of. We hear talk that there was a gas leak or some kind of gas explosion in the old Donaldson's building that's being torn down. We can't confirm that at this point, but that's what we hear. We haven't been able to talk to any of the district chiefs on the scene at this point because they're, you might guess, very busy fighting this fire.
Can you see, Rich, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Can you see the flames? I mean, is it a spectacular blaze?
It is very spectacular. The flames are visible in the top 5 or 6 floors of the Northwestern Bank building right now. The fire has broken through the roof of that building. I was standing here when it did break through, and it was quite spectacular.
Are the flames near the Northwestern Bank weather ball?
Just below it. But at least as far as I can see, the two sides of the bank building are involved. That would be the north side. And the east side.
All right. We're having a slight transmission problem, but don't concern yourself with that, Rich. I just want to alert our listeners that it is not their radios. I'm curious about how many firefighters are on hand and pieces of equipment. Could you estimate that for us?
Well, from where I'm standing, I can only see a couple of trucks, maybe 3 or 4. But as I say, this is a five-alarm fire, and we know the building has been surrounded by rigs, fire rigs, and other emergency vehicles. So the streets of downtown Minneapolis are pretty well clogged with fire equipment and hoses and emergency personnel.
Are the firefighters inside that Northwestern Bank building now?
No, I don't think they are, Steve. They're pouring water from across the street on the lower floors. They cannot reach the flames, of course, in the upper floors with their streams of water, at least on this side of the building, so they pretty much have to shoot from the bottom. And I would guess at this point, although I haven't talked to a chief, is that they're going to have to let it burn out on the top.
We're chatting with Rich Holder from our CCO News Bureau on the Cannon Mess. There is a fire 2 blocks from where I sit in our studios at the CCO Real Radio building. Rich is at 6th and Nicollet. On that side of the old Donaldson's building. Now, earlier, we had heard that the police were warning people to stay away because of the possibility of a gas explosion. Now, you had said that there was conjecture that the cause of the fire was the gas explosion. Are they still worried about a blast?
Steve, that's what I heard. It's just conjecture that gas was the cause of the fire. They're worried about a couple of things at this point. They're worried about the walls coming down, number one, and I think they're also worried about further explosions, and that's why they want people to stay away.
All right, Rich, we'll get back to you in a while here, and you'll keep us apprised of any developments.
We'll stay here and let you know the minute anything happens.
14 past 6 o'clock on a cannon mess. Rich Holder from our CCO News Bureau at the site of the five-alarm fire at the old Donaldson store, which has spread to the Northwestern Bank building here in downtown Minneapolis. Police warn, stay away from downtown. They don't want anybody coming down here and gawking at the fire because there is a possibility of an explosion, for one thing. They have cordoned off, for at least a couple of blocks, the site of the fire at 6th and 7th and Nicollet, between Nicollet and Marquette also. This is Cannon at a quarter past 6 on WCCO, where it is 32 degrees.
This Christmas morning, you and yours could wake up to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
This is Sid Hartman.
This is Cannon at 6:20 at CCO, 32 degrees. There is a blazing fire, a five-alarm fire, at the site of the old Donaldson's department store building at 6th and Nicollet. We have Rich Holder of our CCO News Bureau at the scene with District Fire Chief Wold. Rich?
Steve, it's actually Assistant Chief Wold. He's in charge of the fire. And, Chief, what can you tell me? First of all, it started in Donaldson's, right? Then what happened?
Well, it started in the old building of Donaldson's that is being demolished. It spread through windows into the Northwestern Bank building. And we presently have about 8 floors of the bank building going at this time.
What kind of tactics are you using to fight the fire?
Well, right now we had to back out of the bank building because we had crews fighting fire on floors above other fires, and it was getting fairly dangerous for them. As we get Donaldson's knocked down, we will regroup, check the buildings around, and then make an interior attack in the bank building again.
We're standing about, I would guess, about 70 feet from the corner of the building here at 6th and Marquette. Are you worried about those walls?
No. Frankly, I'm not worried about the bank building. It's a fairly well-constructed building. I've been to fires here before, and I think that building is going to stand up.
What about the cause? Do we know anything?
At this time, no. I know nothing about the cause of the fire.
How many men do we have on the scene?
Well, right now, we probably got about two-thirds of our on-duty strength today, and we've called back all off-duty firefighters. Plus, we have help here from the city of St. Paul standing by in some of our fire stations.
Now, Chief, what do we do now? Do we just wait for that to cool down a bit up there until you get the fire at the other end up in the Donaldson building quieter down?
Well, no, as soon as we can, and if it's physically possible, we will go in off the floor, hook up to the sand pipe, and try and drive the fire down and out the windows. However, we've got some of these floors that are about two-thirds involved, and it's going to be a major undertaking, and I really don't think we've got the capabilities of saving any of the floors.
One more question, Chief. I know that we've got people all around the area. You're keeping them back about a block. What about the other buildings in downtown? Any danger there?
Oh, yes. We've had reports of fires on other roofs down here, but we've got the fire reserve people here, and we've got companies up on the roofs of the various buildings checking for roof fires.
Any injuries to this point that you know of to firefighters?
At this time, I have heard of no injuries.
Thank you. Assistant Chief Alan Wold, Steve. And we'll stay on the scene here. As I say, we're just a few, about 80 feet from the corner of the burning building, and there's an arc of water going over almost over my right shoulder, and I'm getting a little bit wet.
Well, Rich,
I think I'll back off a little bit.
Don't back off too far. You might, because we're getting a perfect transmission from you in the spot you're standing in right now.
Are you trying to tell me something, Steve, that I have to stay right here?
Not exactly in that spot, but don't wander off too far because the transmission was much better on this report than it was on your earlier report because we're having a problem bouncing this signal off between these enormous buildings in downtown Minneapolis.
Well, this must be about a four-rail shot then back to the station.
At least. Now, in summarizing, did Assistant Fire Chief Wold say that they're not going to be able to save floors in the Northwestern Bank building, or was he talking about the Donaldson building?
He was talking about the Northwestern Bank building, Steve. As I stand here, and you can probably hear the window frames falling out of the building right now on the street around me, I can count fire in at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 floors of the bank building, almost the entire length of the building at this point.
Well, that is something else, and he also mentioned that there are fires. There have been fires on other buildings on roofs that they're watching very carefully.
So I can see that they have a line up on top of the Farmers and Mechanics Bank that is doing little, I think, except wetting down the roof of that building because the wind seems to be blowing in that direction, and that's where most of the sparks are landing. So they do have lines on the top of these other buildings primarily to keep them wet.
How How about the building that's directly across the street from the CCO Real Radio building, the North Star Inn? Now, is that building, could that catch fire too?
Well, as I say, the wind seems to be going away from the North Star at the moment, mostly to the north and northeast. So the Farmers and Mechanics building and the buildings to the north of that are the ones that are getting the shower of sparks.
I get it. All right, Rich. Very good report. We'll check you later.
Thank you, Steve.